All right. Let's take a look at the... So we did the Gemara on Tzomso Yado, according to Tosfos and the Rush. Right? We learned that there's a question of... that the street, that the marketplace is going to be in doubt as to the ultimate outcome. Right? In terms of his arm. Rashi doesn't really say in Bava Kamma what the peches domim is from, right? The Rashi and the Tosa say that the lower valuation is due to the doubt. And Tosa says if it was a davar yadua shesof alachzor, then there'd be no question, right? But Rashi doesn't say. He just says, "Hiko makashu tzarch lishbos mimolachto v'sofo lios shalem kibat echila v'en kanel shev v'selo pochso achshav bidomim." That's all he says. He lost domim now. He was reduced in his domim now. Why shemaya bali mocher achshav? If he's going to sell himself now, how you domim pochsim? Why? Don't know why. Doesn't sound like Rashi's learning in a specific case where it's doubtful what's going to be. Sounds like Rashi's attributing it more to the fact that he's lame. Right now. This gets down to a very, very serious question of how we do the Shuma. I mean, we broached the topic with the Balamot. But exactly how do we view this person on the block is somewhat shrouded in a little bit of mystery. Somewhat confusing. How do we put him up there? How do we put him up there? As what? As what? What's troubling in Tosos? Avol bedover hayadua shesofo lachzor moda abaye. What's troubling in Tosos? What else would you give him? There's no difference in his value. What nezek would you give him? If the whole devaluation is because of the doubt, so there's just simply nothing to give the guy. Right? I mean, he's moda. He's moda to what? That when the guy's value doesn't change, you don't give him nezek? Anybody can be moda to that. Right? Yeah. All right, so let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Gemara in Gittin. Okay, so the Gemara in Gittin is the Mishnah is Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. Okay, so Beis Hillel says, what does he do? He Ovei this Rabo Yom Echad, this Atzmo Yom Echad. He divides his labor. One day he works for himself. One day he works for the other master. Correct. Okay. So now the Gemara comes back on Membeis Amidal from the bottom. It says like this. Nogcho shor. What if a shor gored him? Yom shor rabo l'rabo. Yom shor latzmo latzmo. So if it's his day, he gets the money, he gets the damage, and if it's his and if it's the other guy's day, then the rav gets the damage. Okay, him biyom shel rabo nocho v'chovobo peches domov l'rabo. So the rav gets the devaluation. Sure, Mishalim Nezek. Okay. So that's the din. That's interesting to think about, but it's not relevant for us right now. The next one is like this. Ela me'ata yom shel rabu yisa shivcha, yom shel atzma yisa baschor. So what are you going to tell me? That on the day that he works for himself, he's like a full ben choren, and on the day he works for the other, and he's like a full eved. So then let him marry a shivcha on the rav's day, and let him marry a basrol on his own day. So he says, no, he's sur lo kamri. We're not talking about yisur. We can't say in terms of yisur he's in half. I will call the chias momon ki hechi the malach that tluya biyomim kain kol shevach momon. Okay, only in terms of the chias momon, just like by the chias momon goes by half, so too in the shevach momon. Okay, fine. So now we're going to look at this. Toshima Hamas, let's say the shore killed him. Shor muad, mi shechetsu evan chetsu ben chorin, nosin chatsi knas l'rabo. So the rav gets half of the knas. Knas is 30 sela, shloshim sela for an evan. So the rav will get 15 sela, right? V'chatsi kofer liyoshov. And then the side, you know, so you're evaluating him under two rules. In terms of an Eved gets 30 Sloim to the Rav. So since he's a Chatzi Eved, the Rav will get 15 Sloim. And a Ben Chorin would get Kofer Nafsho, means the value of his as an Eved, his value. So in terms of Ben Chorin, he should get Kofer Nafsho. So you give half Kofer Nafsho to Yarshav. Okay, how does he have Yarshim? Okay, Rashi says Gemara takes care of it later. Now he goes to look at his Amai. Hachinami lema yom shel rabo l'rabo yom shel atzmo l'atzmo. So it's a steer. It's kasha. Why does this Brisa say that you split it? Why don't you just look at which day he's on? Right? Like the Gemara said before. You with me so far? Shani hocha dekokol yakarno. So it says here it's different that the Karen is gone. Okay. The case before was there was no reduction in Karen means principal, right? There was no reduction in Karen in the last case. And in this case, there's a loss of Karen. So when there's a loss of Karen, then it doesn't matter whose day it's on. No loss of Karen, then it depends which day it's on.
Complete loss.
Complete loss. Right. So the Gemara says... In other words,
What is because the Karen's gone? What is the Karen's day?
So they're saying if it was an absolute loss, then it doesn't matter whose day it's on. If it was just a temporary loss, then it matters whose day it's on. Okay?
Like, is there a correlation between the money that's lost in the Karen and how you pay it out?
Saying if the guy was killed, yeah. I'm not sure. If the guy was killed, then you don't say, well, if he died on his day of work, then his Yarshim get the full value. If he died on the Rav's day of work, then the Rav gets 30 slime. You don't say that. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Brisa says. Okay? It's just the chuyos of Mammon. It's just in terms of his work, but not in terms of his guf. Right? That's the difference. In terms of his guf, you don't say today his guf belongs to himself and tomorrow his guf belongs to the guy. Right? So in terms of the loss to the guf, you don't look at which day it's on. Right? That's a simple way to understand it. What?
His guf half belongs to the
That's right. The whole guf is has two bilim. This is an Evik Nani. So what is it? An Eved Ivri? Isn't it talking about the get Shichor over here? Yeah, well, that's the Mishnah. That's the Machlokas of the Mishnah. Beis Shammai says you got to free him. Right? But this is, I guess...
A,
What? It has to be Nevi Kanani, because otherwise the Nezek doesn't go to the Rav.
Right.
When Nevi Divri goes, it definitely goes to the Eved.
Right. Especially if he killed him. There's no idea of proof.
Right. Okay. So anyway, we're just building up to the case. Okay, so what's the case? So now it comes out you're going to need to find a case of Nezek that's not Kali Akarna. That's what we're getting to over here. Got to find a case now of Nezek. It was the first case. The first case said Nezek goes to the guy whose day it is. Second case says whenever you destroy something totally, it doesn't matter whose day it's on. So now, what's the case of Nezek where you didn't destroy something? Right? Elehechidami deloka kol yakarna. So how do you have a case of Nezek that's not destroying the guf? Our case, you hit him on the arm, and it was temporarily damaged. Yovsha rushes, dried up. That's what someone else said that means it blew up. Either way, it's not in its normal state. Visofo lachzor, and it's coming back. Rashi v'shayminan le kama doma pechusin bekach limochshe achshav b'shuk. We try to figure out how much is he reduced now to be sold in the shuk. Vim yom shel rabo haya yitin hakol l'rabo. Vim yom shel atzmo haya hakol l'atzmo. Okay? So far so good? That's Kali Karna. That's definitely Kali Karna, yeah.
Why do they just have this case of Hamas?
There's no difference. I mean, why is it Hamas? Because I guess it's the Chiddush of the Knas.
No, even the Knas is good.
Right. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Why? I guess that's the bigger Chiddush. Okay. All right, who's on the ball today? So why is this? So who's this going to be a problem for? This will be good if you learn that what Sofo Lachzor is Nezek. He saw the ball at least, right? Hon Yichala Baye De Omar Nosim Lo Sheves Gedola V'Sheves Katana. So there's a Nezek payment. Because this Bryce is talking about Nezek payments. Right? So you were looking for a Nezek that's temporary. In order to get out of the steer, you need to find a Nezek that's temporary. So that's good if you learned in Bava Kama that Samsa Yadu V'Sofa Lachzor is a din Nezek. Now you've got a Nezek that's temporary. Right? But according to Rava, the Omar ain't a notion of a shift to Shabbachol Yom V'Yom. Hi Shorhu, V'Shor ain't a Mashalim El Nezek. So the case we were dealing with was Nogcho Shor, right? That was the case, Nogcho Shor. So Yom Rabo the Rabo. So it has to be Nezek, because a Shor only pays Nezek. Right? So if it was according to Abaye, so then the Bala Shor will be Chayev. Will be chayev because the Baal HaShor is chayev in the Nezek of the Shor. But if you hold like Rava, there's no Nezek over here. It's just Sheves, and the Baal HaShor is not chayev for Sheves. Okay? Alright. So, that's Sheves Gedol and Sheves Ektan. And here's the Rashi. They bring it down in Moses Rashi on the Bava Kama. So, like this. Ready? Ha Nichol Abaye, the Amar Bava Kama. Be'adam shechov l'chavero be'inyin zeh, and this type of a chavola. No, saying lo sheves gedola v'sheves katana. Sheves gedola hein peches damav limocher achshav b'shuk. What's the big sheves? That's the reduction in his value to be sold now in the shuk. Anybody see this Rashi yet? You guys looked at it? Okay. Vehu Nezek. That's Nezek. Okay, halachically Nezek, according to him. Right. Ulahachi karile sheves. So why is it called sheves if it's nezek? Shepeches domov shel achshav eino ela mishum sheves. Because why is his value lower now? Because of rest. She'eino roy lasos melacha b'shtei yadayim ad zman shetachsu yado. He's not able to do two-handed work until his other hand returns. Right? Ela lishmor kishuyim. You ready for this? Yehei roy la'achar sheyiko mimenu kov hamake kitzas. But he'll be able to watch cucumbers when the pain subsides a little bit, when the pain abates. Okay? Okay, in other words, so what's going to happen to the guy? Let's go through this carefully. What's going to happen to the guy? He's going to get smashed in the hand. It's going to wither. Right? Now what? Into bed. Right? Right now he's useless. Too painful to even watch the cucumbers. Right? Too painful to even watch the cucumbers. Okay? Now, let's say after one day, the pain subsides. Now he's ready for a good day's work of cucumber watching. Right? And then in another 6 days, he'll be able to get back to swinging the axe. Right? That's what we've got over here. Okay? It's going to be out of commission while the pain is intense. He's going to be able to get back onto his feet and watch the cucumbers. And then he'll be able to go back to his old work. Right? That's the prognosis here. Yep. Okay. Vishavas Kitana Hainuk Ilu Hu Shomer Kishuin. That's a big problem. This is a very big problem now. Vishavas Kitana is what? He's like a Shomer Kishuin. Shino Sein Lo. Okay, don't read the next words of Rashi. When would you... I just said don't read the next words of Rashi.
I thought you meant like...
When would you... when would you pay him? How long, in my scenario, how long does it sound like you should pay him as a Shomer Kishuin?
That he's out.
I don't know. Wow, got a lot of opinions here. Huh?
From when the pain subsides.
That's what I would think, right?
Yeah.
Right. Kol yimei cholio. She yishkav b'mita machmas choli zeh. On the contrary, you just give him the shomer kishuim when he's in bed. That's when you give him Shomer Kishuim. Sheinu Yochel Lishmor Kishuim. Because you sounds like that's part of his valuation. Sounds like the difference in his value should take into account the fact that he's not going to be able to do anything now.
But at that point, he would be a Shomer Kishuim. Right?
What?
When the patient subsides, he can be a Shomer Kishuim. So
shouldn't you not pay attention? Let me again. When the pain subsides, he's going to be on his feet watching cucumbers.
Right?
Right? So I don't got to pay him Shevis for that. Because he's going to be earning a living. Right? So... Well, that's Nezek. That's going to be the Nezek. Why does Rashi put in this intermediary state that he's not going to be able to do anything in that middle stage? Because otherwise there's no payment of Shevis. Rashi's looking for a Nezek and a Shevis. He's looking for a Nezek and a Shevis. Right? Okay, now here's the big question. How are you evaluating the Nezek? Can you tell me how you evaluate the Nezek? What is the Nezek payment for? How are you evaluating this guy? Hold on. The problem is that it seems like the Nezek payment, according to Rashi, is the Sheves. Because that's what the difference in his value would be for the fact that he can't work. So you should think into the matter and say, how much are you going to pay for an Eved who can't work? So that would seem that covers Nezek, that covers Sheves. That's the problem. If you're going to really evaluate the guy as an Eved who can't work for a day, and then he'll be able to watch cucumbers for the next 6 days, then there's no more room for any Sheves payments. Okay? So it must be, how are we evaluating him? No. How are we evaluating him? Mishan, how are we evaluating him?
Guy who doesn't have his hand.
That's right. What kind of a guy doesn't have his hand?
He's also hurt?
No. Healthy guy with one arm for a week. That's how you look at him. You look at him like a healthy guy with one arm for a week. And then you pay him Sheves as a Shomer Kishurim for the one day that he actually couldn't work.
Very painful.
Very painful. No full of Mishko. Okay, I'm going to draw this out for you. Right? Okay, we've eloquently demonstrated on the blackboard here exactly the values of this individual. But the point is like this. The point is like this. This is the point I was mentioning earlier. This really, I think, uncovers a very careful consideration of how we evaluate the person. Okay? It's pretty clear to me, it's clear to me from Rashi, that we do not take into account sickness. Okay, you have to differentiate between damage and sickness. Okay? The damage is what? Is the condition of the arm, according to Rashi. The damage is the condition of the arm. That is temporary, right? Okay. The sickness is what? Is his inability to work because of how he feels. Okay? He's kav. Okay. So Rashi's saying when we evaluate the guy who's damaged as an Eved, we never take into account his sickness. We just take into account the condition of his body. Right? We don't say that an arm that's swollen, we don't call that sick, according to Abaye. That's not a sickness. That's a temporary condition of the arm. But if we'd put him, if we'd make our shuma, the shuma goes by the condition of the arm without regard to the sickness. So we'd have to evaluate him as a healthy Eved with one arm who in 1 week will return to being a healthy Eved with two arms. Okay? Now that Shuma will take into account everything between a healthy Eved with one arm and a Shomer Kishurim, according to Rashi. Basically, like Johnny was saying, I mean, that's going to be the result, that the guy is basically going to be buying a Shomer Kishurim for a week who will morph into a all-around Eved. Okay? So therefore, you paid him everything down to Shomer Kishurim. So that's why Rashi says, the day that he's actually in bed, not able to do anything, then you pay him Sheves of a Shomer Kishurim. But when he gets out of bed, you pay him nothing. Because everything he can't do above Shomer Kishurim is already compensated for. And he can be a Shomer Kishurim today. Right? That's how Rashi figures it out. Sheves Gedola is the Nezek that comes from his inability to work because of the condition of the arm. That's the Sheves Gedola. Okay? And how do you figure that out? You look at an Eved who's not Sholet B'Shtei Yodov. Right? Ad Man Shtachar Yodov. That's exactly what you do. You want to figure out the Sheves Gedola? You say, what is he not able to do until his other arm comes back? And the difference in the value on the slave market today from a guy who medically is from a guy who we are certain his arm will be incapacitated for a week and be fully functioning in, after that, right? So that'll cover. That is his pechas domim as an eved. Okay, there's nothing to do according to Rashi with a doubt about what's going to happen to him. Correct. And then the Sheves Katana is the Shomer Kishuim that you pay him when he's actually in bed. She'ena Yohu Lishma Kishuim. Right? But Rava says, Ein Kan Pechas Domim, Ho V'Sofa Lausa. Yep. Okay. Now take a look at Rava. Take a look at Rava. It's also interesting, right? Rava says, what do you pay him? You pay him all Shevas. Right? So you pay him, Shevas shall call Yom V'Yom, you can call you call Yom V'Yom, Lemita, you didn't schar Adam Sholem. So while he's completely in bed, you pay him a full day's work. Right? Lefi Malach HaShoye Rogelba. U'kishiyamot, when the pain subsides and he can get up, now he's Roy L'Shmor Kishuam. So now what do you pay him? What do you pay him now? No, it's all Shevis.
If you can work from a Shevis?
Yeah.
Well, you don't pay him as hired, but you pay him a Shomer Kishuim.
Why would you pay him a Shomer Kishuim? He can get his own, he can be a Shomer Kishuim on his own.
No,
you pay him the difference between his old job and Shomer Kishuim. There's no Nezer going to Rava. Now we move to Rava, I'm sorry. Right? Very logical. Each side is very logical. Now, as Rava is saying, you only pay Sheves. But what's the Sheves? So when he's totally laid up, you pay him the full wages of his old job. And when he can get out of bed and be a Shomer Kishuim, now you just pay him the difference between his old job and a Shomer Kishuim. Okay? Alright, so it seems like there's a machlok between Tosus Rush on the one side and Rashi on the other side, whether there's such a thing as whether Tzamsa Yodo V'Sofo Lachzor is only an Inyan if it's Suffolk. Okay? If it's only an Inyan if it's a Suffolk. Now you see why Tosfos says everybody agrees you wouldn't pay Nezek if it's Vaday Sofo Lachzor. Because there would be a difference in his value. There still would be a difference in his value. You see it right here. So this gets down to a very now we have to tackle one more question here. So how is Tosfos doing the Shuma? How does Tosfos do these Shumas? Right? How does Tosfos do the Shuma?
According to Rashi, I don't understand why you do the Shuma. I mean, when you're valuing him, if he can't even work as a Shomer Kishuim, so aren't you putting him up? Why wouldn't you put him up as he is, which is someone who is too pained to even do that?
Good question. It's a good question. That's like the Baal HaMor. That's the way the Baal HaMor would look at him. Right?
Right.
So you have... that's the way the Baal HaMor would look at him. It's a good question. Now you want to see a fascinating Tosfos? Take a look at this Tosfos again. Tosfos like this. Yesh rotzim liftor sasocher... Oshoel sus michavero afilu huzak v'pshiyav v'nizvatel harbe mimulachto. So based on this, because we pask in what? We pask in it's not nezek, right? We pask in it's not nezek. We pask in only pay shevas, right? So some wanted to say that it's considered shevas. It's only considered shevas, right? So some wanted to say that since we only make a sheves payment for temporary damage, so for lachzor, we only make a sheves payment, not a nezik payment. So if someone borrowed or rented a horse and damaged it, even if he was pusher, and the horse can't do work for a long time, but he'll be able to get back on all fours eventually, right? Just like we darshan that only an adam pays his friend the four other things of the nezek, so too, just like shorba v'lo shorba mito, because this is based on v'lo shorba mito, right? Hachanami darshinan ish b'mito v'lo ish b'shor, just like we say. Ish ba'amito excludes shor ba'amito. It also excludes ish b'shor. Vein l'chalik ben shor has a detail. Now, it's to say the same thing. That if you're going to tell me now, if I temporarily damage you, what am I chayev to you? Sheves. So what if I temporarily damage someone's horse that I borrow? I'm only chayev to sheves. But you don't pay sheves to the owner of a horse. So someone wanted to say, you do the same thing, you potter, right? So he says, "V'rach Omer." I'm not sure who that is. Rechaim, I'm not sure who it is. "D'lo shayich sheves ella be'adam d'shivto lo havi bechlal nezek." Amazing tosis over here. He says, "No." He says, "The only reason you pay sheves to an adam is because his sheves is not included in his nezek payments." Listen to this. "Dimishum sheves lo pachsi domov kolkach." That just for this missing week of work, it's not going to be that much. That's what we were saying all along, right? That's what we were saying all along. It was bothering us. That if you're buying an Evet for the next 40 years, how much difference is the price going to be if you can't work for the next 7 days? Right? So that's what Tosa is saying. Saying if you would, in terms of the Nezek payment, it's going to be minimal. It's going to be very minimal change. It's going to reflect any Sheves. The Sheves, if you only paid Nezek to an Adam, even taking into account the fact that he won't be able to work for a week, it will be negligible. The amount that's allocated to the Sheves. Right? So that's why the Torah is mechayev a separate Sheves payment. Right? Of al shor pshita de shivto b'chlal nezeku de pachsi domov. But by a shor it's pashut that his Sheves is part of nezek. Right? Umitchila kishahuzak shamanoso kama dama pechusim limocher. And when he gets damaged,
his value would be a significant.
His value would be fully represented practically in the Sheves. His value would really be represented in the Sheves. So he's saying you can't prove from here that if a guy damaged a shore, you wouldn't consider that nezek. The temporary payment would still be considered nezek. The temporary sheves, the change in his value from the temporary cessation of work, is nezek. Too much going on here for one day. All right. So what do we have left to think about? We have to think about Rash. We have to think about Tosfos over here. In other words, so it seems like this: that Tosfos is saying, it seems from this Tosfos they're saying that what? That even if you would evaluate the guy the way Rashi's talking about, right, that wouldn't be enough to cover that Sheves. Okay, let's stop. In other words, Tosfos is saying that this whole Chakira is only by Adam. Some Tziyad of a Sofa Lachzor is only by Adam. Why? Because by Adam we created a separate category of Sheves. Right? But by Shor, all of the payments really are just rolled into whatever his change in value is right now. We don't make another payment of Sheves because the Tosafot on Lamed Gimel in Bava Kama expresses it also more fully. It says, for instance, if the shore is gored, if my shore gores your shore today, so the difference in the shore's value will take into account all of the medical payments that are going to be required to nurse it back to health. And it's going to take into account the loss of work that'll while it's recuperating. In other words, the animal market fully reflects the other payments. It's not that you're putter for Sheves and Reapoy, but it's just the shinoi in the market value covers all of them. It's only by Adam that we break it out into particulars, because the normal shinoi in the market doesn't compensate properly. And this is only a question on this new category, on the new categorical. Once we say now there's a new category of Sheves apart from Nezek, now you have this question, which category does it fit into? But by a shore, there's no question. We don't make these distinctions by shore. We just say, did you damage the thing? And what's its shinoi and its value from the damage? And there's no difference if we call it Sheves, Nezek, because there is no differentiation in the shore. We say the market fully reflects all the aspects, all the losses that the Baal will suffer from having a shore that needs to be healed and won't work for a week. If you're going to buy that shore, it's going to fully reflect that.
That's Tosafot's proof for him that for Adam it's not reflected.
He doesn't have a proof. He just says it is not. That's the nature of the market, he says. I don't know. He says you're going to buy an Evet for 40 years and he's not going to work for 7 days. It's not going to make that much of a difference in the price. So the Sheves will barely be recognized, Ola. So that's why there's a new Chiddush of Sheves. Notice his Chiddush is that the Mechayev of Sheves is the same by Adam and Behema, because it's a loss to the owner if his cow can't work for that week. It's definitely a loss to the guy. So the Mechayev of Sheves is the same. The only chiddush by Adam is that there's a new category of Sheves. It's not just all reflected in the market value. So now is the question, when you have a new category, when we break up the difference, because he says it's not fair. It doesn't fully reflect. If you would just do the Nezek payment, like this, like Rashi has over here, it wouldn't really reflect the Sheves that much. It wouldn't be enough.
Why do we care by a person?
Because it's not being fair to the person.
What's not fair?
That the money he gets for the Sheves, the money that's deducted from his value, that's allocated to the Sheves aspect, is very insignificant.
That's why I always say the same thing for the person's family.
Because he says it is fully calculated. It is calculated over there. He says it's only shayach to talk about Sheves by an Adam, because his Sheves is not Bechlal Nezek. But by the shore, it is part of the Nezek. Right? It's like the Tosafot in Bava. Sheves has to do with not working, right?
So I don't understand.
I mean, factually, why would there be such a difference?
Yeah, I just don't. They both just can't work.
I guess an Adam is an asset that is so valuable, it's not going to matter if he's not going to work for a couple of days. His value is so great. His abilities are so good. And it's not going to matter. But a shore, the whole thing of a shore is work. You could eat it. Yeah, Tosafot on Lamed Gimel of Lepotro. He says also... he says, Sheves havi bechlal nezek. The kisha shamuhu kama hayashava mitchila v'kama hu shayachshav shim yirtza baylov V'lo yirapeyu el yimachreu miyad v'yikna achar nimtza shekivshalim lo yochol liknos shor b'shalo. They says if you the shevis is included in nezek, because if you would evaluate how much was it worth and how much will it be and how much is it worth now, if a guy wouldn't want to heal it, right? So you just sell it immediately and buy another one. That would be that would reflect shevis. Aval adam al korch l'tzorch l'rapos atzmo v'shevis nami yika. He learns a little differently. I'm sorry. He explains a little better over there. He's saying by a shore, a guy could say, look, I'm not gonna heal it. I'll leave it lame. But by an adam, you have to give the guy replay. So replay has to be separate. But anyway, we'll have to look into the deals. But the point is like this. The point is the big chiddush point is that he's saying Shevis for sure is fully reflected in Nezek, whereas Shevis for an Adam is not reflected in Nezek. And that's what necessitates a separate payment of Shevis. Ripoy, he gives a different answer, because Ripoy, you don't have to heal the shore. There's no chiyuv to heal the shore. All right, so in terms of what we're trying to get out of here, what are we trying to get out of this? Let's see if we can work on this a little bit. To set up the machlokas, Rashi and Tosos. In other words, according to Rashi, why is it that Rashi's learning this case of Tzamtza Yadav Asofa Lachzor is on the Peches Damim of the week? Right, of a healthy guy with one arm for a week. But Tosa says, for the healthy guy with one arm for a week, it's true that would make a little difference in his valuation, but everybody agrees that would definitely not be a mechayev for Nezek. The only question of whether you're chayev Nezek is if there's a doubt whether his arm will ever return. I forget about this, Tosa. I think it's an important thing to have in the back of your mind, but we have to focus now on the main machlokas. Let's just boil it down. What is the machlokas between Rashi and Tosos about Tzamtza Yadav Asofa Lachzor? The question is, what's the machlokas between Abaye and Rava? Right? In other words, what's the possibility of Nezek here? What's the possibility of Nezek? Let's take Abaye. Let's just learn. According to Abaye. Abaye held Tzamtza Yadav Asofa Lachzor Yechayev Nezek. Okay? According to Rashi, Yechayev Nezek, even if it's Vada going to return. Right? Because the Nezek will be on the difference in his value as an Eved, a healthy Eved with one arm for a week versus a healthy Eved with two arms. Right? Whereas Tosa says, if he were a healthy arm for only 1 week, then we would not pay him Nezek at all. Right? We'll only pay Nezek because there's a doubt about this guy, whether he'll ever get his arm back. Right? According to Tosfos, the guy is over here. Depending on the doubt, he's somewhere in the middle. Right? That's what you pay for, according to Tosis. You pay for the middle line. Right? You pay for the middle line, for the suffering.
Tosos say the Shevis goes up because the guy has a shriveled hand at that time?
It's not clear from Tosis exactly how you pay the Shevis for this guy. In other words, what would you pay his Shevis as? This is a good question. I mean, the Gemara says Sharmi Kishulim, right? I'm not sure why exactly, according to Tosis. But anyway, I have to think about that too. But anyway, so that's the question. In other words, what's the machlok between Rashi and Tosfos? According to Tosfos, you'll pay only if there's a suffix. Whereas according to Rashi, you'll pay even if it's a vaday. Right? According to Rashi, you'll pay even if it's a vaday. In other words, it comes out a little bit, you can look at it like this. That what's Rashi hold? Rashi is allowing, if you're going to pay Nezek, if you're going to evaluate Nezek for the guy over here at the beginning of the week, what are you really including in the Nezek? Shevis. Right? You really are including his inability to work for a week. Tosfos says that's unacceptable. Tosfos says you may never include Shevis in the Nezik calculation. That's what I was trying to show you with that Tosfos over there. That you could never include Shevis. Shevis was Shevis and Nezek were separated. Even though Nezek conceptually, like by a shore, Nezek includes Shevis, but by an Adam, Nezek and Shevis were completely separated. Anything that has to do with Shevis, according to Tosfos, never can be included in Nezek. That's part of the din of why Adam is different than a shore. Right? So what is Nezek then? According to Tosfos, Tosfos is the way we were learning, up till now really, that the Nezek is only the loss that's attributable to the condition of his arm. The loss of his value in terms of the condition of his arm. It's very delicate the way we phrase these things, so I'm going to have to revise it. So he said it like this. According to Abaye, if I put his arm into a condition of suffek, that's also nezek. Right?
Because in terms of the value of his goof, it went down.
That's right.
Not in terms of the value of work.
Exactly.
Okay. So why does it have to be something? Why can't it be that it will certainly heal, but you did put his arm into that condition?
Right, because then the decrease in value would not be attributable to the condition of his goof that you put him into. It would be attributable to the fact that he simply can't do everything he used to be able to do for a week. But in terms of his goof as a goof, as a permanent entity, is just as good as when you found him. Conceptually speaking, in other words, the whole problem over here, the whole difficulty over here with the Shuma. Let me put it this way. Why doesn't Rashi say you evaluate the guy as a pain-ridden, a homebound, a bedridden individual? Why? Why don't we put him up on the market? Next item up for bid. This guy who's in tremendous pain, lying in bed. Right here, but we tell you he's going to get up and he's going to be, in about a day, he'll be watching cucumbers, and in the week, he'll be back to who knows, in the week, the world. But why don't we do that? Why don't we do that?
This condition right now doesn't reflect
his health. Because that would be including his illness. That would be including more than the condition of his goof.
The market doesn't do that.
Nezek doesn't do that. That would be including more. That would be putting into Nezek his Shevis. Nezek doesn't take into account the Shevis. His Shevis is his temporary ability not to work. Right? Not the condition of his arm. So everybody agrees you don't count things that are considered Shevis in Nezek. There's no question about that.
Even if that takes away from his from the value that he's going to have now.
Of course.
Right, but according to
we'll pick that up in Shevis. Then you say, well, what about the fact that the guy can't get out of bed today? Here's your Shevis. We're not going to pay Nezek in Shevis. We're not going to be Shevis in Nezek. We don't just pile everything into Nezek. The guy's not a shore. That's what you do by a shore, Tosfos says. By a shore, you just pile everything into Nezek. But by an Adam, we have to conceptually separate out changes in value from conditions of the goof and changes in value from the fact that he simply can't get up and work today. Even though his goof, the doctor will come in and say, the arm will be good as new. Right? Well, the arm is temporarily. Doc will come in and say, medically, you want to know what's wrong with this guy? His arm is swollen. But Doc, he can't get out of bed. He says, yeah, well, it's painful.
Why isn't that a choli, though?
That is a choli.
No, I mean, if it's temporary and his handle will return.
Oh, so that's what Tosus is saying. That's exactly what Tosus is saying. Tosus is saying, if his hand is swollen, it will return.
So
that's
no
also choli.
Right.
That's, there's no difference between the guy not being able to get up and use his arm because he's in so much pain, and the guy not being able to get up and use his arm because it's swollen. So you can't count either of those into nezek. That's why he says, cool, everybody would be moda. Meaning to say, of course, on the market, there'd be a difference between a guy who can use his arm and a guy who can't use his arm for a week. But that payment would be a Shevis payment, according to everybody would agree that would be a Shevis payment, if he vadai is going to get retained the use of his arm. It has to be a market change that's coming from a permanent change in his arm. But even the doubt of a permanent change is a money payment stemming from the realm of Nezek.
Okay.
That's what we have to think about a little bit more here. You understand what I'm trying to go? So that's what I'm trying to show you with that Tosus, though, with the Nezek and the Shor. Yeah, we have to. I'm not defining it. I'm just showing you the two sides of you. Giving you enough to know that there's something we can work out. I'll think it over a little bit, and then we're going to try to start the Boshes tomorrow.
The what?
The Boshes.